welcome to the Ogletree Deacons Podcast, a brief discussion of legal issues and practical insights. Please note that the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended or to be construed as legal advice. We hope that you enjoy the program.
This is Danielle Oakes, co-chair of Ogletree's Technology Practice Group, also known as the Tech Place, where we provide labor and employment legal services to tech employers and users of technology in the workplace. On today's Tech Place Tickler, we're going to talk about some of the challenges involved in navigating the workplace in a global pandemic environment. Today's focus will be on the experience of being a new associate at a law firm working remotely. I have with me associates Brigitte Poole from our Pittsburgh office and Jasmine Jefferson from our San Francisco office. They're going to help us spot the issues and the solutions. Let me start with you, Brigitte. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yes, Danielle. I am a new associate in Ogletree Deacons' Pittsburgh office. I've been practicing for approximately 6 months now, and I do both labor and employment work.
What about you, Jasmine? What's your background?
Hi, Danielle. Yes, I am an associate with the Ogletree Deacon San Francisco office. I've been practicing for about 2 years, and I am in the employment law practice group.
Brigitte, how has this experience impacted you in terms of being a new lawyer and new to your firm during a pandemic working remotely?
Well, Danielle, as you can imagine, it's been a great adjustment for me. A new attorney, I'm just starting to get into my practice. And so there are a lot of things that I need to learn. And in the process of learning how to practice all of the substantive areas that I need to know to be a great attorney, we've been thrust into the COVID-19 health crisis, and that's completely upset my entire learning process.
Jasmine, has your experience been similar?
Yes, it has. I actually started with the firm in early February, and just as I was getting adjusted and acclimated to the office, COVID-19 happened, and suddenly I was separated from all of my colleagues, and it's been really difficult to be separated and not have access to discuss certain things and issues that I would be able to if we were face-to-face.
Well, let me ask you, Jasmine, on a personal level, what are you doing to kind of cope with the stress or the kind of displacement that you're feeling and to assure that you're well?
Yeah, so I try to engage in some form of exercise daily, whether that's, you know, taking a walk or doing some sort of exercise at my house to make sure that I can remain energized and focused. And just sort of try to disengage from all of the things that are going on in the world right now.
Have you developed any ways of staying in touch with your family, Jasmine?
I have. So there are several different technology mediums that I use. I use an app called Zoom. I also do FaceTime, and I regularly use social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram.
And what about hobbies, Jasmine? Has this impacted any of the things that you do to let off some steam or relax when you're not working?
It definitely has. So I've found that I've gotten a lot more organized. I'm cooking at home a lot more, spending time just with myself and relaxing. It's been really great in that sense.
Brigitte, what about you? What do you do to relieve stress and make sure that you take care of your wellness?
Well, similar to Jasmine, you know, I try to get outside early in the mornings before too many other people are out and get a few laps in around my neighborhood to prepare myself for my workday. I'm also finding myself checking in with my loved ones more often. I'm using FaceTime a lot. I'm using Zoom to stay in contact with my friends, just so that I maintain that sense of connection to the people that I care about.
What about hobbies for you? Are there new things that you find yourself doing that maybe you hadn't done before the pandemic?
Yes, I'm actually getting back into reading for pleasure now. My girlfriends and I, we're starting a virtual book club where we'll all get on Zoom to have our book discussions, which I'm really looking forward to.
Let's talk about the professional angle of all of this. You both mentioned the challenges of being newer lawyers in a law firm environments where you're separated from your colleagues who you need and want to learn from. Brigitte, what are you doing to stay connected to your office and your colleagues?
Well, I'm checking in with the leadership of my office, my fellow colleagues, a lot more often now. I'm sending them emails a lot more often just to check in. It's not always about work. You know, sometimes I just want to make sure that they're doing well and that they're staying healthy as well during this time. So I'm checking in a lot more and I'm utilizing the tech platforms such as Zoom to stay engaged with them visually and see their faces every once in a while.
What about you, Jasmine? What sort of steps are you taking to stay connected with your office?
Yeah, like Brigitte mentioned, I stay in constant contact with my colleagues by using the various technology mediums such as emails, telephones, Skype chat, Zoom. It's a way for us to stay connected and also to just have camaraderie. There's been a couple of times where other associates and I in the office have gotten together on a Friday evening through Zoom and, had a happy hour Zoom meeting, which I found to really boost morale and, keep me connected to my colleagues.
Let's talk about adding value as an associate. There's always the challenge when you're an associate to kind of figure out what's being asked of me. How do I do it? How do I do it efficiently? Am I giving the shareholder or partner what it is they're asking me for? And I suppose those questions continue to come up and are perhaps amplified in this environment. So, Brigitte, what are you doing to add value, to stay relevant, and to be responsive to the attorneys that you're working with, as well as the clients you're working with?
So one thing that I'm doing is forcing myself to think more critically about assignments at the outset. So because I have limited access to my colleagues now, when I receive an assignment, I really think about what it is that I'm being asked to do. And if I don't understand something, I'm reaching out more than I normally would. Sometimes this is a phone call, sometimes this is an email, and sometimes this is over Zoom, but it's forced me to really think critically quickly when getting assignments. I'm also just checking in as I go along.
Jasmine, what about you? What are you doing to make sure that you're adding value, you're staying relevant, and you're responding appropriately to the tasks that are being asked of you?
So I'm reaching out to shareholders a lot more and also senior associates to let them know that I'm available and happy to work on new assignments and projects. I'm also trying to utilize resources that I have at my fingertips. For example, the Ogletree website. I found that the website has a wealth of knowledge, especially on COVID-19 right now. All of the FAQs, the webinars, and the different resources I've been utilizing, those have really helped me in working on my assignments and also allowing me to stay connected and abreast of what's going on with my colleagues.
That's a great point, Jasmine. There are a ton of resources on the firm's website, as well as on the websites of many of the agencies that we deal with, like the Department of Labor, the EEOC, and various state agencies. I'm wondering to what extent you've been able to use this time frame, this opportunity to engage in professional development of yourself as a lawyer beyond simply responding to the assignments that are given to you, but learning about being a lawyer independently. Brigitte, let me ask you that question. For you, what opportunities, if any, have you found to engage in professional development type activities that allow you to learn more generally, not necessarily in response to a specific task, about how to be a lawyer, how to be a good lawyer?
The Pittsburgh office and the Philadelphia office, We do weekly COVID-19 Zoom training calls. This is where we all get together and we teach each other updates in the employment law realm regarding to COVID-19. So I've been trying to volunteer more to lead discussions. As a new associate, that can be intimidating sometimes. So I'm learning how to be more assertive and take more risk, learn unfamiliar subject matters, and then present that information to my colleagues. I had the opportunity recently to discuss the Paycheck Protection Program, and that forced me, not forced, but that gave me the opportunity to learn about something that I didn't know about prior to our call.
And Brigitte, have you been able to rely on fellow associates to help you both answer or delve into specific tasks that you're given, as well as generally to engage in professional activities for your own personal professional growth?
Absolutely. Our office is very close-knit. And so the associates, we have a really special relationship, and they're usually my first stop. If I need help or if I just need to talk, they're always there and we're very close. So I engage them daily, some of them daily and at least weekly.
Jasmine, let me ask you, have your colleagues, the associates in your office or elsewhere in the firm, been a resource to you during this experience?
Absolutely. Much like Brigitte said, my colleagues, my associates as well, we're all tight-knit. I talk to them daily and, you know, not just about work stuff, but also about personal issues and how to deal with COVID-19 and just be an associate and be working in this time period.
Let me wrap up by asking you each, and I'll start with you, Brigitte. What advice, if any, do you have for any associates listening to this podcast who might be struggling with how to be a really good new associate in a law firm during a pandemic while working remotely? What sort of advice would you give that person, Brigitte?
I would suggest any new associates right now to build their confidence, really focus on becoming confident in your abilities and confident in what you can contribute to the firm and your office. COVID-19 is new for everyone. We're all trying to do our part to service our clients the best we can and get through this crisis together. So this is a great opportunity to take a risk on something you don't know about, jump in and show your colleagues that you're eager to help, even though you're new. But the first step to that is being confident that you do have something to add and that you do have something to contribute. So I would say focus on being confident.
What about you, Jasmine? What would your advice be to someone listening to this podcast who's struggling with being a new associate in a firm during a pandemic?
I would say that it's important to maintain a positive attitude. You know, these are very challenging times that we're living in right now. And so being able to stay positive and hopeful is really important. I would also say ask questions. Don't be afraid to jump out there and take on new assignments, new projects. And, you know, if you don't know something, it's okay to ask questions and to try new things. This is the time to build upon your skill set, to, you know, learn more about substantive areas of the law and just to explore.
Thank you, Brigitte and Jasmine. We really appreciate you joining us for this Tech Tickler. We'll see you in the tech place.
Thank you for joining us on the Ogletree Deacons podcast. You can subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes or through your favorite podcast service. And remember, the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended or to be construed as legal advice.